I pride myself on being a teacher who's very open about her life. And one of the things I'm very open about is my sexuality. I have a trans flag, a bi flag, a non-binary flag, all on my desk at my work. But there's one thing I'm not open about, and it's
Welcome to another episode of Sorry I Offended You. This is Brandon Marshall Havener, and today's episode, I think it's a bit disturbing. I don't know. It depends on what your disturbing level is. But a teacher says that it is lying to her children if she doesn't tell them she's polyamorous. Fuck cancel culture is here. So check it out in the links below. It is more problematic, more dangerous, and more violent than before. This is one of my signature courses that will be a mainstay and something on the regular in this place. But without further ado, if you want to cancel culture in your own life and show up big with your online presence, check out Fuck Cancel Culture. Let's get into this. So this fucking teacher, they say that they're polyamorous.
I pride myself on being a teacher who's very open about her life. And one of the things I'm very open about is my sexuality. I have a trans flag, a bi flag, a non-binary flag, all on my desk at my work. But there's one thing I'm not open about, and it's poly. And today that actually became something I had to worry about for the first time. See, the kids are interviewing us teachers as a part of learning how to write.
Why the fuck are you worrying about being poly? The whole point of being a teacher is so they don't know about your lifestyle. Anything. What, even if you're a heterosexual, monogamous person, you should not feel obligated to share your fucking lifestyle with your children. You're there to teach math or something. You're not there. And these are the same fucking people. The same people that co-signed this are the same people that are like, coaching needs to be regulated, but let's not have boundaries and let's have a meshment with children and teachers. It's fucking ridiculous. All right.
Write profiles on others. They'll soon be doing it with each other, but they're starting with the teachers so they can all work together on one subject. And one of the kids on Tuesday is going to ask me if I have a partner. And the answer is, yeah. And I have another one too. And I don't know how to handle that conversation because...
Just tell them about your favorite, your main bitch, your bottom bitch. Just tell them about who your bottom bitch is and the problem is solved. It's like, why is this a thing? I don't know how to tell my children that I have multiple partners. Let their parents talk about that shit to them. This is fucking wild. This is fucking wild. Like, just even if you gotta lie to your kids, just fucking lie to them. But there's no reason why this topic should even be coming up.
While I know that the kids are more accepting of things like homosexuality, bisexuality, all of that, polyamory is not in the conversation.
Now, I know that polyamory is not exactly like being a swinger, but what if I'm a teacher and I'm a player? Like, that's just my lifestyle. I'm a Dan Blazarian guy. Is that how you say his fucking name? And I'm a teacher. It's like, how do I tell my kids that I go to sex parties and orgies and I have a bunch of women on a boat? You don't fucking tell them. You separate your life from that. You separate that. I think what's the deal with these teachers are is I think a lot of people are growing up right now. In fact, I said this, but I don't know if I posted this before, but it's a thought that I had. I think one of the biggest things that the future generation will be facing, and I guess the generation that is coming up right now, is enmeshment when they were parented, that their parents acted as their friends. And I think this is what causes this, because that's the style of parenting. You know, not trying to make assumptions about this person in particular, just a general statement. Why I think a teacher would feel obligated to treat their fucking students like friends is because it's a possibility that in their upbringing that their parents treated them as friends and they think that's what leadership is. And nothing can be further from the truth. Let's get this video over with. I'm sorry if you're suffering like I am.
Conversation. It's not something that is talked about. And I worry not only would this be something that might lead to rumors that I am cheating on my partner or that I am a swinger or something like that, but would also just totally derail the class. So the obvious answer, the one that I went to first, is I'm not going to talk about it. But that feels wrong too. I don't like lying to my students. I don't like telling them falsehoods. And also, I don't feel comfortable answering the question by saying, yes, I have a partner, and having to pick which one I pick as the face for my...
If your partner's egos are so fragile that they get upset about. You just don't talk about shit. When you go home to your partners, don't mention the fucking thing that you... In that scenario, you know, you shouldn't be having these conversations with your students anyway. But if you did have that conversation with your student, just don't tell the other partner or whatever the fuck. Like, this is something that you're doing at your job. It's not like you're having a secret affair. You're just talking to children. It's like there's 500 different ways why this issue is becoming more complicated than it needs to be.
My relationship, that feels super, super gross, right? So I guess what tentatively I've decided after talking with my co-teachers and...
Yeah, imagine a teacher being like, it feels fucking gross for me not telling my students that I have unprotected sex with my wife. Like, what are we talking about? Here's the thing. When I was being raised, I didn't know shit about most of my teachers. Most of my teachers, I just knew their last name. Most of them, I didn't even know their first name. And they just taught me algebra. They just taught me reading, taught me English, Spanish, whatever, cooking class, fucking gym. I didn't know anything about their lifestyles. I do remember once, like, the first introduction in sex ed, though, in fifth grade. And my teacher basically said that she checks the men that she dates to make sure they don't have AIDS. And I'm like, even that, like, that's unnecessary. Like, I'm in fifth grade. I don't need to be told about your dating life. But I would say it wasn't as radical as me when I was growing up. And this is just absolutely insane. You know, I don't even necessarily think that a lot of the sex ed stuff is useful in public schools. It's just like, just teach academics. You know, and I do believe as a parent that I should be more open to my children than probably previous generations. I think we should be open about talking about sex and how things work with our children and things of that nature. I don't believe in outsourcing this to somebody who is making $40,000 a year at a government job. And I don't know their consciousness. I don't know their mentality. I don't know what kind of codes they're putting into my children. So, you know, I know the argument here is somehow, some way, this is supposed to protect children from sex offenders. But when you are a good parent and you're not a sex offender, then you're getting the raw end of the deal, sending your kids to these lunatics that want to fucking talk to them about polyamory and their sex lives and all of that. I don't care if it's heteronormative or homonormative. I mean, I'm talking about homosexual, obviously, but like, it's just either way, just teach addition and subtraction and algebra. Don't even fucking teach algebra because it's worthless. But like, this is exactly the fucking shit that they talk about in the problematic things in the coaching industry that people try to teach outside of the range of what they actually know. But those same people that will criticize the coaching industry for coaches not staying in their own fucking lane and trying to be therapists or whatever the claim is. You have teachers trying to be sex experts when they should not be teaching children about sex and different relationship types. Teach the fucking topic that you were given to teach and that you are quote unquote qualified to teach. That's it. I just don't like the government. Okay, let's go.
And my assistant principal is maybe the right way to do it is answer the question honestly. Say, while I don't feel comfortable talking about who I'm in a relationship with in this specific setting, I will say that I am bisexual.
And my favorite position is doggy style. And we like to do it in the kitchen. Like, what the fuck?
Dated people of many different genders. And if you're interested to talk about that or my own specific relationship that you're really, really insistent, let's just not do it in the classroom setting. And we can do it like in lunch or in the after school GSA club or something like that, where maybe it's a little bit more of an acceptable and understanding situation to bring this up. Now, this is a long rambling thing. And that story has kind of wrapped itself up neatly, or at least it will on Tuesday. But I think it talks to a much broader issue, which is that, like, this is a really nuanced thought process I had to have, where I had to consider the emotional maturity of the kids, where I had to consider what they already know and are talking about, and what they don't know and aren't talking about, and also have to consider how does this fit in with the content that I'm teaching. And the fact of the matter is, this is not...
It doesn't fit in with the content that you're teaching, which is why you shouldn't be fucking teaching it. Fuck. All right.
Not a conversation that conservatives are having at all. They've decided that carpets, like blanket statement, like you can't do this at all. There's no place for it. And that just shows.
No, we're against talking about the carpet in the classroom. All right. You don't talk about the carpet. You don't talk about it matching the drapes. You just don't do it.
It was such a lack of thought and care. They're not understanding their people, their children as people and where they're at. They're not understanding the content that is necessary, and they're not reckoning with any kind of reality. Yeah, maybe like this is
okay. So I don't know if I fit the stereotypical conservative that she's talking about. I do have conservative values. I mainly identify as a libertarian, and I'm considering as identifying as an anarchist, but I could identify as a conservative as well. But that's besides the point. My belief is it's my kid, and I want to teach philosophy, and I want to teach them sexuality when they're ready, and I don't need some teacher just blurting out about their sex life or their polyamorous lifestyle and all that stuff. Like, this is not what I pay my taxes for. I do think people are ultra-conservative where they avoid the topic completely, and I think that leads to trouble as well. But that doesn't mean any Joe Schmo or any Jane Schmaine should be fucking teaching this shit in math class or whatever fucking class she leads. It's just absolutely absurd. Maybe not the most absurd that teachers are doing. I'm sure there's teachers saying worse to their children, but this is just like, I don't need to hear about your main dude and your side dude and your number three dude and the reasons why they fulfill you. You know, my kid doesn't need to sit at the playground or at lunch on their time off when maybe they should be studying to learn all the dynamics of your fucking polyamorous relationship.
It's going to be an uncomfortable situation that may lead to some strange conversations, but that's part of being a person. And I'd rather have the kids be able to have those conversations in a safe place at school than on the internet where there's no one to make sure they're learning the right, respectful information.
Honestly, I trust somebody on the internet. I trust somebody on the internet more than this person. I would send my kids to a Udemy course before allowing this person to talk about sex and polyamory with my child. So anyway, thank you for tuning in to Sorry I Offended You. And if you're looking to stick the middle finger up to cancel culture and it's been a thorn in your side when it comes to showing up boldly online, check out the description below for my new upgraded program, Fuck Cancel Culture. And until next time, friends.